Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Minerva's third quarter earnings release conference call. Joining us today are Mr. Fernando Galletti de Queiroz, CEO, and Mr. Edison Ticle, CFO and IRO. This presentation is being recorded, and simultaneous translation is available by clicking on the interpretation button. If you are listening to the video conference in English, you have the option to mute the original audio in Portuguese by clicking on Mute Original Audio. The presentation is available for download at ri.minervafoods.com in the Presentations tab. During the company's presentation, all participants will be on a listen-only mode. The question and answer session will begin once the presentation is concluded. Should you wish to pose a question by audio, please click on the Q&A icon and type in your name and affiliation. When your name is announced, a prompt to unmute your mic will appear on the screen. Please unmute your microphone and proceed with your question. If you wish to ask a question in English, please do so in writing by clicking on the Q&A button and typing in your question. Please note that statements that may be made during the video conference call regarding Minerva's business prospects, operating and financial goals are based on projections made by the company's management, which may or may not materialize. Investors should appreciate that political, macroeconomic, and operating factors may affect the company's future and lead to results that differ materially from those expressed in such forward-looking statements. To begin the earnings release video conference call for the third quarter 2024, I will now turn it over to Mr. Queiroz for his presentation. Please go ahead, Mr. de Queiroz. Good morning, everyone, and thank you for joining us on Minerva Foods earnings conference call for the third quarter 2024. Minerva has concluded the first 9 months of the year delivering robust operating and financial results, thereby reaffirming the consistency and discipline of our business strategy. Once again, the company has demonstrated that geographic diversification is a key pillar of the operational and commercial execution of our business model, reducing risks, maximizing our arbitrage capacity, and strengthening our corporate strategy as the largest beef exporters in South America. In Q3 2024, our gross revenue totaled around 9 billion BRL, with our record EBITDA reaching 813 million BRL and an EBITDA margin of 9.6%. In the last 12 months, gross revenue has reached approximately 31.4 billion, with an EBITDA of 2.8 billion BRL. Free cash generation, a priority for the company, continues to be a highlight, having reached 667 million in the quarter, adding up to 1.6 billion last 12 months in Q3 2024. Our sound cash generation performance continues to contribute to our capital structure, which concluded the quarter with a net leverage adjusted by the advance payment for the acquisition of new assets at around 2.6 times net debt over EBITDA. Before we discuss the results, I'd like to highlight the completion of the Marfrig South America assets acquisition in Brazil, Argentina, and Chile, and the start of their effective operation. Let's start on slide two with more details about the integration process. Starting with a timeline of events, on August 28, 2023, we first announced the acquisition of selected Marfrig assets in South America. More recently, on September 25, 2024, we were notified of the approval by the Brazilian Antitrust Agency. And then, on October 28, 2024, we announced the completion of the acquisition of plants in Brazil, Argentina, and Chile, a total of 13 new industrial plants and one distribution center. Therefore, Minerva's industrial park now includes 46 units across seven countries, and a daily slaughter capacity of 41,789 heads of cattle and close to 26,000 heads of sheep. Total investment in the assets was 7.2 billion, of which 1.5 billion were disbursed in advance in Q3 23, and 5.7 billion was paid now, at the end of October 24, as per contractual corrections and adjustments. It is worth noting that the three units in Uruguay that are part of the acquisition operation are still being assessed by the local antitrust agencies, and that process should be completed by the end of the year. Since August last year, when the acquisition was first announced, the company has been working on planning and developing the integration plan for the new assets. Initially, we established an executive integration committee led by Minerva Foods senior management to be responsible for establishing guidelines and monitoring the integration governance. In order to ensure complete alignment with Minerva Foods culture, strategy, and business plan. The integration process was divided into four major phases: planning, validations, start of operations, and capturing synergies. The first two phases focus on analytical planning, collection, monitoring, and validation of data, the information and documentation required for the full operation of the assets, and covering all macro aspects of management: legalization, operation, commercial, people management, labor, health and safety, engineering and infrastructure, information technology, accounting, tax, financing, sustainability, and international offices, among others. More than 600 company employees were involved in the early stages. Approximately 620 procedures and manuals were prepared, 109 training videos were produced, and more than 180 training sessions have been planned for the first 30 days of the integration. We also created the integration portal with a view to facilitating access to information and continuous communication with new employees. Since October 29th, the date on which we effectively began to operate the new assets, we have continued to further the integration process and have sought to perform increasingly in accordance with Minerva Foods management model, focusing especially on monitoring operations, sales, and risk management. The success of this integration depends on the implementation of the Minerva Foods management model, which includes operational and commercial efficiency programs and process standardization, always in line with our risk management model. We believe there are many opportunities to maximize efficiency and capture synergies as the integration process progresses. Operations, engineering, people management, supplies and livestock procurement, commercial logistics, tax and finance are some of the macro areas that have been mapped out for the development and implementation of efficiency programs in the near future. As this stage progresses, synergy gains and strategic benefits of the acquisition will become increasingly more clear and will enhance Minerva Foods' competitive advantages, all at a very interesting time in the global beef market, where there's growing demand and supply is quite restricted. Finally, Minerva Foods' expertise in this kind of initiative should be highlighted, having made more than 20 acquisitions since 2005 and an excellent track record in delivering consistent results, risk management, financial discipline, and maximizing profitability. Over the next few quarters, we will continue to update the market on how the integration is progressing, as well as how the new assets are performing. Let's now circle back to our performance in the third quarter 2024 on slide 3. Let's start with net gross revenue, which reached 9 billion BRL in Q3 24 and 31.4 billion BRL in the last 12 months. Exports accounted for 60% of the consolidated gross revenue in the quarter and 62% year to date. They remain one of the company's main operational drivers and confirm our ability to arbitrage and access to international market. Now, moving on to our operating earnings, EBITDA in the third quarter reached a record level of 813 million BRL and an EBITDA margin of 9.6%, contributing to a net income of 94.1 million BRL in the quarter. In the last 12 months, Minerva Foods' EBITDA totaled 2.8 billion, with a margin of 9.5%. I'd like to highlight our free cash generation, which reached a significant 667 million BRL in the Q3 2024, adding up to approximately 1.6 billion reais in the last 12 months, a result that reflects the Minerva Foods' operational, commercial, and financial excellence. Finally, speaking of our capital structure, we concluded the quarter with a net leverage of 2.6 times net debt over EBITDA, which, combined with our solid cash position of 16.8 billion, puts us in a comfortable position with flexibility enough to face challenges over the next few years. Now, let's move on to slide four and take a more detailed look at other highlights of the third quarter. This quarter, we made an important investment in the acquisition of 98% of Irapuru Energia's shares, with a view to self-producing electricity from clean and renewable photovoltaic sources, which will be enough to supply nine Minerva Foods plants in Brazil. This is an initiative that will make a direct contribution to our decarbonization goals as per Minerva Foods' sustainability commitment. As I mentioned at the beginning of the presentation, at the end of October, we concluded the acquisition of Marfrig South America's new assets. Therefore, we have now completed the acquisition of 13 new plants, one distribution center in Brazil, Argentina, and Chile, which will add almost 11,000 heads a day to our total slaughter capacity, an increase of around 35%. Total investment disbursement in these new industrial units was 5.7 billion reais and was concluded at the end of October. In this third quarter 2024, we have continued to advance our sustainability agenda, one of Minerva Foods' main corporate values. We've reached our goal to monitor 100% of direct supplier farms in Uruguay, bringing forward our public commitment goal by 1 year. It is worth noting that these direct supplier farms located in Brazil, Argentina, Paraguay, and Colombia are already 100% monitored. Our BPU unit in Uruguay has become part of the select group of plants that are certified to produce the Zero Carbon Impact line, which includes animals from partner farms that implement regenerative and low-carbon agricultural practices through the Renove program. Our subsidiary, MyCarbon, has entered into several partnerships for the development of carbon credit projects with relevant stakeholders in Brazilian agribusiness, focusing on initiatives that support and foster regenerative agricultural practices that increase the capacity to capture carbon and reduce greenhouse gas emissions, thus maximizing productivity and promoting more sustainable agricultural practices that also contribute to the generation of carbon credits. Now, let's turn to slide five to talk a little bit about Minerva Foods' export performance in Q3 2024. In the third quarter, we continue to lead beef exports from South America, with approximately 20% market share in the continent, once again reaffirming our geographic diversification strategy and reiterating our expertise in the international market. The upper quadrant of the slide shows the gross revenue breakdown by destination for Q3 2024. The Americas region was the main gross revenue driver, with a total of 34% share, Brazil being the highlight with 18% and Chile with 6%. Next, we have Asia with 22% of total gross revenue, with China accounting for 15%. The NAFTA region was a highlight, accounting for 18%, consisting mainly of the USA, which accounted for approximately 15% of our gross revenue. I want to take this opportunity to once again highlight the performance of the North American market. The restriction on supply of animals in the country continues to impact local production and putting pressure on prices and creating opportunities for South American exporters. Furthermore, it is worth highlighting the recent recovery in the Chinese market, which continues to increase volumes and has also started to affect prices in the international market. In the charts below on the left, we can see our beef operation exports in Q3 2024, Asia being our export revenue's most relevant region, with 29% of the share, of which China accounts for 20%. The NAFTA region reached 25% share, with the USA being the main market with 21% share, followed by the Middle East, which represented 13%, and the Americas region with 12%. Next, we have Eastern Europe, the European Union, and the African continent with 9%, 8%, and 4% respectively. As I mentioned previously, the NAFTA and Asian regions continue to have a significant performance, adding up to 54% of Minerva Foods beef export revenue. In LTM third quarter 24, Asia remains the main export destination with 30%, with China being the main country with 23%, followed by NAFTA region with 19%. The US is the main destination country with 17% share. The Americas with 15%, Eastern European countries with 13%, and the Middle East with 12% share. Last 12 months, in the two charts on the right, we see our lamb exports in Australia. In this quarter, NAFTA has remained the main destination with 41% share, the US being the main market with 37%, followed by Asia with 24% and the Middle East with 15%, Europe with 11%, adding up to our total lamb exports. In the last 12 months, Q3 24, NAFTA continues to be the main region with 39%, Asia with 23%, the Middle East with 19%, Europe with 11%. Before turning the floor over to Edison, I would like to once again reiterate our optimism with the coming quarters and the prospects for the global animal protein market. This mismatch between supply and demand continues to create a favorable scenario in the market. While the United States is facing one of its worst beef cycles, its demand continues to be resilient, which has an impact on the entire global beef chain. China is also beginning to experience restrictions on its domestic production, which consequently increases its demand for beef imports and should put even more pressure on global supply. Finally, before turning the floor over to Edison, I would like to say how excited and optimistic we are about this new Minerva Foods phase. The integration of 13 new plants, in addition to expanding our operational footprint, which now includes 46 industrial units across 7 countries, enhances Minerva Foods' competitive advantages and allows the company to further maximize the benefits of its geographic and capacity diversification strategy to arbitrage the global beef protein market. We remain confident now at the end of 2024 and continue to pursue maximum operational, commercial, and financial efficiency with an eye out for market opportunities, focusing on risk management and seeking to increasingly efficient, profitable, and less volatile performance. And finally, I would like to take the opportunity to welcome the new employees and thank the entire Minerva Foods team for their dedication and effort throughout this process. Now, I will turn the floor over to Edison, who will talk about our financial and operating performance. Thank you, Fernando. Let's now turn over to slide 6. Let's start with Minerva's operational performance and gross revenue, both for the third quarter and the last 12 months. In line with our focus on exports, the international market accounted for 65% of our gross revenue in the quarter and 64% LTM Q3 24, excluding the others division. Breaking down by region, exports in the Brazilian operations reached 57% in the quarter and in the last 12 months. In our LATAM operations ex-Brazil, exports accounted for 71% of the gross revenue in the quarter, as well as last 12 months. The lamb operation in Australia was no different. Exports reached 81% of gross revenue at the end of Q3 24 and 75% last 12 months. That drop, that relative drop of exports share in Brazil shows how thriving the internal market has been this year, especially in the third quarter in terms of volumes and prices. And that encouraged us to leave more volume in the domestic market than exports. On the right-hand side of the slide, we have the breakdown of revenue per origin. Brazil continues to stand out, representing 48% of gross revenue in this quarter and last 12 months, followed by Paraguay, which became the second main origin, with 15% both in the quarter and last 12 months. Argentina contributed 12% of the revenue in the quarter and 9% last 12 months. Uruguay, 10% and 12% revenue in the quarter. and last 12 months respectively. Australia accounted for 7% revenue both in the quarter and last 12 months, and Colombia 4% share both. And in the others line item, which refers to the former trading division, contributed with 4% of our revenue in the last quarter and 5% in the last 12 months. On slide 7, we'll talk about net revenue and EBITDA. Net revenue reached 8.5 billion BRL Q3 24, record revenue for the quarter, up 20% on year and 11% quarter on quarter. In the last 12 months, Minerva Foods net revenue added up to 29.5 billion BRL. Now, about profitability, we had a record EBITDA in the quarter, 813 million BRL, up 14% year on year and 9% compared to last quarter, resulting in a 9.6% margin. In the first 9 months of the year, EBITDA reached 2.2 billion BRL in the last quarter 24, and our EBITDA added up to 2.8 billion BRL with an EBITDA margin of 9.5%. As I mentioned, this quarter's revenue and EBITDA have been historical records for the company. And this is a testament to the sound operational and financial execution that Minerva Foods has been delivering. It is also worth highlighting the consistency and stability of operating margin, which is a result of our risk management model, our distribution model, and how we manage our sales channel. A testament to the benefits of our geographical diversification strategy, which maximizes our ability to arbitrage the market and has evidently contributed to maintaining a high level of profitability and much less volatile than our peers. Now, moving on to slide 8, let's talk about financial leverage. Our leverage ratio, as measured by the net debt over EBITDA indicator for the last 12 months, came in at 2.6 times. And that indicator does not consider the down payment of 1.5 billion, which was disbursed for the acquisition of Marfrig's assets in South America. Now on the next slide, we're going to talk about net profit and operating cash flow. Just to remind you, in the second quarter, our net leverage was practically 3 times. Thanks to our strong free cash generation, it dropped to 2.6 times this quarter. On slide 9, our net profit was 94 million BRL in the quarter. In the last 12 months, it was roughly 23 million. On the right-hand side, we can see our strong operating cash flow in the quarter, positive at 1.9 billion and roughly 5 billion in the last 12 months. Here again, I'd like to highlight Minerva Foods' excellent operational, commercial, and financial execution, and it continues to deliver consistent operating cash generation, even in a challenging and volatile market scenario. On slide 10, we're going to talk about free cash generation. Building up the cash flow this quarter, we started with an EBITDA of 813 million BRL. The working capital line returned 625 million in the quarter, especially due to the other accounts payable item, which are advances of sales to clients and a sound performance in the suppliers line. Our CapEx was approximately 148 million, focusing primarily on maintenance and organic expansion of about 30-35 million. Financial result on a cash basis was negative 623 million because it includes the financial expenses of the debt, which was taken on to pay for the acquisition of Marfrig's assets. So our cash generation was approximately 667 million in the quarter. And I would also stress that our free cash generation added up to approximately 1.4 billion BRL. Looking now at the year-to-date result, over the last 12 months, free cash flow was positive 1.6 billion, building up our cash generation. Last 12 months, we started with 2.8 billion EBITDA, CapEx of 620 million, and positive working capital variation of 560 million, and the financial result on a cash basis was about 1 billion BRL. Adding the variables together, we arrive at a free cash flow generation of 1.6 billion, which is equivalent to a free cash flow yield of around 40% compared to the current market cap of the company. Again, I highlight the strong cash generation that the company has delivered this quarter and has delivered over 2024, which is a result of our focus, discipline, and consistency, especially in the operational field. As I have reiterated to all of you, this company's management has a tireless commitment to financial discipline, seeking a more profitable, less costly structure with a lower risk profile for the company. Now let's turn over to slide 11 to talk about the bridge of our net debt. At the end of the previous quarter, net debt added up to 8.1 billion BRL for the debt bridge in Q3. We've had the benefit of a total free cash generation of 667 billion, which reduced the debt, and an impact of 164 million BRL on indebtedness, and also the impact of approximately 126 BRL related to non-cash derivatives, especially related to our debt protection associated to inflation. Adding up the variables and building the bridge, we arrive at a net debt of 7.4 billion at the end of the quarter, a reduction of more than close to 700 million BRL compared to this previous quarter. Let's move on to the next slide to talk about our capital structure. As I mentioned, net leverage measured by net debt over adjusted EBITDA has decreased to 2.6 times, excluding the 1.5 billion disbursed to pay for Marfrig's assets. Following our conservative cash management strategy, we concluded third quarter in a comfortable position with approximately 16.8 billion and a duration of approximately 4.4 years, with approximately 83% long-term debt, as you can see in the amortization flow chart at the bottom of the slide. As for our debt profile, 77% of the debt is exposed to FX variations, but because of our hedging policy, which we followed to the letter and has been very successful in the last 5 to 6 years, according to our policy and given the current hedging cost policies and the size of our indebtedness, we have to keep at least 50% of long-term FX exposure hedged, and right now we're close to 55%. Again, we will continue to practice that FX hedging policy, especially in a scenario of higher volatility, which is what we have been seeing in the last few quarters. I'd like to reiterate once again that the company continues to actively pursue an increasingly balanced capital structure with lower risk profile. Finally, as Fernando said at the beginning of the presentation, at the end of October, we concluded the acquisition of 13 industrial units and one distribution center in Brazil, Argentina, and Chile, with the following 3 units in Uruguay still pending. They're under analysis by antitrust agency, and we expect a definition by the end of the year. With the completion of this stage, at the end of October, we paid 5.7 billion BRL, 5.3 billion for the plants, 265 million to the ghost of the CDI correction, and 91 million referring to other price adjustments that were already in the contract and which will undergo due diligence for validation over the next 2 weeks. So there may be a return of part of those funds by the seller. It's worth remembering that in August 23, we had already anticipated the payment of 1.5 billion, thus completing the total of 5.7 billion paid last week. Like Fernando, I'd like to take this opportunity to welcome the new employees and thank the entire Minerva Foods team for their dedication and effort throughout the process. We continue focused and working on integrating the new assets, and we're very confident in our business plan, especially for 2025 and 2026. Now I'll turn the floor back over to the operator so we can start the Q&A session. Thank you very much. Thank you. We will now begin the Q&A session. And to ask questions by audio, please click on the Q&A icon, type in your name and affiliation. And when your name is announced, a prompt to activate your microphone will appear on the screen. Please unmute your microphone and proceed with your question. Please wait while we pull for questions. Our first question
de Thiago Duarte, do
is
BTG
from
Pactual.
Thiago Duarte,
por favor, Sr. Thiago,
BTG
seu microfone já está liberado.
Mr. Duarte, please go ahead.
Ah, bom dia,
Good
Fernando
morning,
Edson. Prazer falar
Fernando
com
Edison.
vocês.
Pleasure to be
Eu
here talking to
eu
you.
queria pegar o tema, né, o ponto que vocês fizeram sobre
You
o
mentioned
otimismo que vocês passaram para os
that you're
próximos
optimistic
trimestres,
for the next
e
few
principalmente
quarters,
no
and
contexto dessa
especially
alta
considering
recente que a gente teve da arroba do boi no Brasil,
the recent high prices
que
for
não pega
the
muito, né?
arroba
Ela
in
pegou na
Brazil,
ponta contra ponta quando a gente olha o
which
terceiro
affected
trimestre, mas já entrando
the
no quarto
ends
tri
looking at the third quarter, but now
com
in the fourth quarter,
um patamar de
we'll go in
preços do boi bem maior. Eu
a
queria que vocês
higher
corressem um
level
pouquinho
of
sobre
cattle prices. Could you talk a little bit
como
about
vocês veem
how you
esse
see
impacto na
that
rentabilidade para
impact
frente,
on
né?
profitability looking
Tanto
forward,
no que diz respeito à
both in
capacidade
terms of
de precificação, que a gente viu
pricing
bastante bem no
capacity?
terceiro trimestre, e
We
também
saw
no que
that
diz respeito à
in the
necessidade de
third
capital
quarter
de giro,
and
inclusive
the need
das
for working
plantas que vocês
capital,
estão
including
colocando em operação agora, né?
the
Já
new plants that are going into
com um
operation
boi no
now,
Brasil bastante mais caro. Então,
considering that cattle
queria
in Brazil
entender
is so much more
quanto que isso
expensive.
muda a visão de
How would
vocês
that
para
change
margens
your
no quarto
view
tri
in
para
terms of
frente
margins in
e
the
na
fourth quarter
necessidade de
and looking
capital de
forward
giro para
and the
rampar
need for
as
working
plantas que vocês
capital
estão
to ramp up
colocando, pensando naquele
the
original? O
plants
Edson me corrija se eu estiver
that are going
errado.
into the operation?
Vocês falavam
Please
ali de
correct me if
algo
I'm
de
wrong,
700,
Edison.
800
You
milhões de
were talking
reais
originally
para
about
capital de giro para as novas plantas, se
600
isso muda para
million in
frente.
working
Obrigado.
capital for the new plants. Will that change looking forward? Thank you.
Tiago, interessante sua pergunta, porque a despeito de tudo que a
Interesting
gente tem
question, Thiago,
falado,
because
vocês
despite
acreditam no que
everything
vocês
we've been
querem, vocês
saying, you
escrevem o que
believe whatever
vocês
you want,
querem.
you
Então, o que
write
adianta eu
whatever
falar
you
para
want.
você que
So,
a gente acha
what's
que o
the
mercado
point
lá
in
fora
telling you
está
that we think
aquecido,
the
uma
market
falta de carne, e que isso nos dá espaço para
is looking
fazer
good
aumento de
internationally?
preços na
There's a lack
carne,
of
com isso
beef,
pagar o
and
preço
that will
mais
give us
alto
an
para o boi
opportunity
aqui,
to
e com
increase
isso manter a
prices in beef,
rentabilidade, se,
pay for
porra,
that price for
ninguém
cattle
acredita
here,
nisso.
and
Então, cara, eu
keep
prefiro te
profitability.
dizer que
What's the
realmente o
point if
cenário está
nobody believes
difícil,
it? So I'd
quarto
rather
semestre
tell
vai
you.
ser realmente
Yeah,
muito
the
ruim,
scenario looks
com esse
rough. The
preço de
fourth
gado
quarter is
mais
going to be
alto,
terrible
mas a
with higher
gente, se
cattle
Deus quiser,
prices.
a
But
gente
God
aposta no longo
willing,
prazo, no médio prazo,
we're
para que
betting
tudo
on the
fique
mid
bom.
to the long run,
Tiago,
that
deixa eu
things will be
complementar
positive.
aqui a
Tiago, let
questão
me jump in.
do que a gente está enxergando de cenário.
In terms of what we
Você tem
see
a situação dos Estados Unidos com essa
looking
redução
forward. In the
bastante
US,
significativa da
there's a
produção
significant
local.
reduction in local
A
production.
mesma coisa nós estamos vendo nos principais
And we're
países da
seeing the
Europa.
same thing
E
in the main
aí
countries in Europe.
nós estamos seguindo muito de perto também o que está
So
acontecendo
we're
na
monitoring
China,
closely
como que
what's
a
happening in
China ela
China.
está invertendo o ciclo. Você tem, sem dúvida
And
nenhuma, uma
what's
inércia no
happening
curto
in the cycle
prazo
in
de
China?
uma
There is an
subida
inertia
do
in the
preço do
short
boi,
term
tá?
and cattle
E
prices have gone up.
uma inércia para que
There is
você
an inertia
passe esses preços para frente.
to pass those
Então, nós
prices
estamos
on.
vendo o mercado internacional, e
So,
aí eu dou o exemplo da
in the
China, cara.
international market,
A
and let
China
me use China's
saiu
example.
de
China,
antigos mais líquidos de 4.500 para 5.400
when
aí
from
essa semana. O
4,500
dianteiro numa
to
média de como que o mercado
5,400
está.
this
Então,
week,
isso começa a
very
mostrar os
liquid
indicativos. Tem
market.
sim,
That's the average.
na
So,
parte do curto
that's an
prazo,
indication. Yes, in the short term,
um
there
mismatch,
is a mismatch,
mas o
but
cenário como um todo ele é
the
super
scenario
positivo.
as a whole
E é
is
o seguinte,
highly
eu
positive.
reforço que a
And let
América
me
do Sul,
reiterate
e
that
não
South
só
America,
Brasil, aí você está
not only
analisando o
Brazil,
Brasil, eu acho que vale
you
você
know,
analisar
you're
os
looking at
diferentes
Brazil,
ciclos dos
and I think
diferentes
you should look
países,
at the different cycles
especialmente
in
para
different
Minerva, que é
countries,
uma
especially
empresa
for
com
Minerva,
diversificação muito grande,
because
tá?
Minerva has
De como
huge
que o
diversification.
ciclo ele
You should look into
melhora,
how
piora
these
em cada
cycles
um, em
will
diferentes locais,
improve and get
mas
worse in
que
different
dentro
places.
do macro nós nunca
But
tivemos tantos
considering the macro
mercados
scenario,
abertos.
there have
Todos os
never been so
países da
many open
América do Sul
markets.
nunca tiveram
All
tanto acesso ao
countries
mercado
in South
internacional.
America have
Então, nós
never
estamos
had as
vendo é
much
uma
access
mudança
to the
da
international
carne
market.
bovina
So
se
there's
tornar
been
realmente uma
a change.
commodity
Beef
internacional, uma
will
commodity
truly become
global,
an
e não
international
existe
global
nenhuma outra empresa
commodity.
que é
And
tão bem
there is no
posicionada
other company that is as well positioned
como a Minerva para
as
capturar esses
Minerva to
valores.
capture those
Aqui
values.
eu acho que assim, até do que o Edinho está colocando, assim, a gente quer
And
fazer uma
as
análise
for
de
what
curtíssimo
Edinho
prazo ou a gente
said,
quer fazer uma
do we
análise
want to look
estrutural
at the
macro?
very
Vale
short
quanto
term?
para a turma.
No, what they're thinking
Então,
about
eu
is
acho
the
que é o
next
seguinte,
quarter.
sem dúvida nenhuma, nós
Or
vamos
do you
ter
want to look at the long
oscilações.
term? Yes, there will be
E obviamente, para
fluctuations. And
nós, o
obviously,
quarto tri vai ser um quarto
the
tri
fourth
de
quarter for
integração, vai
us
ser um quarto tri
will be a
que vai
quarter
ser
of
um tri
integration.
importante.
It will
Mas
be
o
a very
seguinte,
important
o
quarter, but
cenário
the
de
scenario
supply and demand
of
mundial
supply demand in the global
nunca
market
foi tão
has
favorável
never
para a América do
been
Sul em geral. E a
disfavorable to South
capacidade de
America
arbitrar,
as a whole, and the
os
ability
instrumentos de
to
arbitragem que a
arbitrage
Minerva
the
tem mostram isso.
arbitrage instruments that
Então,
Minerva has
acho que nós colocamos, o
is
Edinho
proof of
colocou
that.
assim, que a gente
They show
reduz
that.
volatilidade,
Edinho has
e
said
é
that will
justamente isso,
reduce
tá?
volatility
A gente
and
não vai prometer
that's it. We're
aquilo
not going to
que a gente não
promise
pode entregar. Eu acho que essa é uma das
anything
características
we
da
can't
Minerva e como que a
deliver.
gente sempre
That is
trabalhou.
one of Minerva's characteristics, and that's how we have always worked.
Está super claro. E só
Very
no segundo
clear.
ponto que eu havia feito
To my second point
sobre
about
como a gente deveria, ou como
how
vocês
we,
imaginam
or
que o
how you
capital de
imagine
giro vai.
your working
Vai
capital
acontecer na integração das plantas com um boi mais caro, né? Eu
will
estou
pan
tentando
out in
fazer
the integration
referência
of the plants
e
with
me relembrar
higher
aqui
prices of
do número que
capital.
vocês
So I'm
falavam,
trying to
algo como
remember
700, 800
the
milhões. O
figures
Edson pode me corrigir
you
se eu estiver
mentioned,
errado.
7 or 800 million.
Se esse
Please
indicativo
correct me if I'm
muda
wrong, Edinho. Will
com a
that
mudança do
change
preço da matéria-prima.
now
Ele
that
tem um
input
pequeno
prices have
impacto
gone
em
up?
parte da
It
nossa
will have a
produção.
small
Tá,
impact on part of our
que em
production.
parte de Brasil, tá? Então, sim,
Part of the
existe
Brazilian production? Yes.
uma oscilação da parte do
There is
capital
a
de giro que tem a ver
fluctuation
com o preço da carne, com o preço
in working capital, which
do
has to
boi,
do with the
tá?
price of
Mas
beef, the
nada que
price of
seja
cattle, but
relevante ou preocupante, Tiago.
nothing material and definitely
Obrigado.
nothing of any concern, Tiago. Thank you.
Nossa, a próxima pergunta
The next
vem de
question
Henrique
is
Brustolin,
from
do Bradesco
Henrique
BBI. Por favor,
Brustolin
seu
from
Brustolin,
Bradesco
seu microfone
BBI.
já está liberado.
Please, Mr. Brustolin, go ahead.
Bom dia, Fernando Edson.
Good morning,
Obrigado por pegar
Fernando
minhas
and Edison,
perguntas.
and thank you for taking my
Eu queria fazer
questions.
duas também no
I have
contexto
a
dos
couple of
novos ativos,
questions
né?
about the
E
new
a
assets.
primeira, agora que vocês estão dentro das unidades, né?
Now that
Operando há poucos dias,
you're
mas entendo
operating the
que
units,
acompanhando as
that you have
operações
been
já há
there
algumas
for a few
semanas,
days, but you've
queria
been
ouvir
monitoring
um
the operations
diagnóstico
for a few
inicial
weeks.
sobre os
What would be
ativos, do
your
ponto de vista
first
se tem
diagnosis
algo
on the
diferente do que
assets?
vocês imaginavam naquele primeiro momento.
Is there anything
E
different
como
to
que
what you
isso
had
conversa, afeta ou não aquela
originally
expectativa de
imagined, and
contribuição de
how will
resultado, né, que
that
foi
affect the
divulgado no ano
expectation of
passado?
contribution to
E a
results that you
segunda,
disclosed last
também
year?
nesse
And my
contexto,
second
que é como que
question
vocês
is
imaginam que o
about
ramp-up
the
das
same context.
operações deveria
How do
acontecer
you think
né,
the
do que
ramp-up of
4, mas
operation
principalmente ao longo de
should take
2025?
place in
Obrigado.
Q4, but also in 2025?
Henrique,
Thank you.
aí nós temos, como toda
Enrique.
a parte, quando a gente entra, nós estamos há 8 dias nas fábricas, né?
We've been
Então,
operating those plants for
é
8
um
days.
período que a gente está ainda avaliando.
So
Surpresa
we're still looking
positiva
into
é a
things.
grande
The
receptividade que a
positive
gente
surprise
teve da
has been
equipe. É, o
how
modelo
welcoming the
de
team has been.
gestão, ele é diferente.
It's a different
Nós
management
temos
model.
os nossos gerentes de unidades,
Our
eles normalmente têm uma participação maior
plant
dentro
managers tend to
das
play
decisões,
a more active role in
menos hierárquico como
decision
que a
making.
gente
It's less
encontrou. Então tem,
hierarchical.
mas a receptividade é muito grande.
But we've, you
É,
know,
pelo
the welcome has
natural que
been
a
great.
gente encontrou, são as fábricas com a manutenção e alguns padrões abaixo do que nós
As is
temos,
only natural,
tá? É natural
maintenance in some of the
pela demora da
plants
transição,
is a bit
para que a
below
gente
our
possa
standards,
trazer para
so
dentro dos padrões que nós temos.
it will take a
Na
little bit
parte
of
de
time
mercado, nós estamos
before we
muito
can
bem preparados, né?
bring it up to our
Especialmente
usual
com a
standard.
estrutura internacional que a gente tem,
And when it comes to
de
markets,
como
you know, based
que
on
a
our
gente
international
acresce, como
structure,
que a gente já coloca todos os
we
produtos
already
dentro dos
know how
mercados
we're going to
internacionais. Nós estamos
place
aí numa fase
products in the international
de
market. Right
transferência das
now,
licenças de exportação.
we're
Cada país tem uma
transferring
história, cada país
export
tem
permits. You know,
uma
each country is
realidade.
different.
Então é
Each
natural que
country
aí
has
até
its
o
own
final do ano a gente
reality,
vai
so it's
ter
only natural that
tudo isso daí transferido.
we'll
Ramp-up.
have
Pela nossa
transferred all of that
experiência,
by the end of the year.
a
As
gente
for the ramp up,
demora
well, based on our
para
experience,
trazer para os padrões, e aí nós tivemos
to
até
bring things up
com o
to our
vendedor
standard,
uma experiência de uma
and
troca
we did an
de
experience with the
fábricas.
seller
Eu
to
acredito que demora
switch
aí
plants, and
para
I think
chegar
it
dentro dos
will take
padrões que nós temos, que nós
to get
acreditamos,
to our usual
alguma coisa
standards.
como 4 trimestres,
It will take about four
4 a 5 trimestres, para que a gente
four to
possa colher
five
isso daí.
quarters.
Tá ótimo, Fernando. Muito obrigado.
Great, Fernando, thank you.
Nossa próxima pergunta vem de
The
Gustavo
next
Troiano, do
question is
Itaú
from
BBA.
Gustavo Troiano
Por
from
favor, seu
Itaú
Gustavo, seu
BBA.
microfone já está liberado.
Please go ahead,
Bom
Mr.
dia,
Troiano.
Fernando, Edinho, obrigado
Good
pela
morning,
pergunta.
Fernando.
Pessoal, eu só
Edinho,
queria
thank
explorar
you for
esse
taking
ponto
my
de
question.
China que vocês colocaram, né,
I'd like to
que,
talk
enfim, acho
about
que
China.
talvez a oferta esteja reduzindo ali na região,
There may be a reduction in
possibilitou aumento
supply
de
in the
preço,
region,
e a gente já vê um
and that
pouco de
has led
reação
to
de
a
preço da
potential price
exportação para a
increase. And
China,
we've already
especificamente nos dados de outubro.
seen that in
O que eu
exports to
queria ouvir de
China in the
vocês é
October
se a gente
data. So I'd like
continua
to hear
vendo essa
from you if we'll
aceleração agora
continue
na
to
ponta
see
e se a gente poderia
that
esperar que isso
acceleration at the end,
continue conforme a
and
gente entra em
will that
2025.
continue
Então, no limite,
as
o que
we
eu
go
queria
into
entender é qual que é a visão de
2025? So
vocês para essa
I'd like to
oferta
hear your
de
view
bovino
on
na
that
China e o quanto a gente pode esperar que esses
beef
preços
supply
continuem
in China,
reagindo na
and can we
exportação
expect
para
those
lá.
prices to
E a
react in
segunda parte da
exports to
pergunta também
China?
sobre
And the
demanda, vocês
second part of
comentaram
my
já dos
question
Estados
is
Unidos
about
e
demand.
também
You talked
teve um
about the
destaque, né,
US.
nos preços de outubro de exportação para os
And there
Estados
was a
Unidos.
highlight in
Queria ouvir de vocês
October
se vocês
prices
continuaram
to
vendo essa
in
dinâmica entrando
exports
no
to the
quarto
US.
tri, e aí já
Did you
entrando na
continue
discussão
to see the
de
same
capital de giro
dynamics going
também, no
into the
tri
fourth
passado,
quarter
Edinho,
and
a
about
gente,
working
né,
capital? In the
teve
last
uma
quarter,
discussão da sua
Edinho,
expectativa para o ano
we
de
talked
capital
about
de
your
giro, que era nulo ou
expectations
200 milhões
of
de
working
reais,
capital
se essa
for
mudança de mix agora
the
tem algum
next year, which
impacto
was
naquela
about
expectativa
200
para o
million.
ano,
Does
né,
this
mas para
change in
entender
mix
se China e Estados
affect
Unidos
what you
performando como
saw for
performaram
the
na
next year?
ponta,
So if the
estava
US and
considerado na
China
expectativa que a gente discutiu no
performed
tri passado.
the
Obrigado.
way they did, was had that been considered
Vamos lá,
in your
falando
expectations for the
de
year?
China primeiro.
Well, about
A China
China,
é o terceiro maior produtor de
China is
carne
the third
bovina do mundo.
largest beef producer in the world.
E a China, ela veio no
And
ano
China,
passado um
last year,
abate muito grande, quer dizer, o produtor lá estava perdendo muito dinheiro,
had
então teve um abate muito grande de fêmeas, tá? Então
huge
isso
female
coloca
slaughters last
dentro
year
do
because
mercado
producers were
chinês
losing a lot of money.
uma
So
pressão adicional
there's an additional pressure
por
on
essa
the Chinese
produção
market
vinda de
for
fêmeas adicional. Então, isso que
production.
aconteceu. O
You
que a
know, it's
gente
an additional
monitora é a
female
rentabilidade do
production
produtor
pressure. So
lá e como que está o
more
descarte de
pressure
fêmeas.
and
A gente
culling
viu
of
que agora
females.
começou a diminuir brutalmente e
Now
sem
there's
a
been a
produção
huge
de novos
decrease
bezerros. Então,
and they're not
China, sim, a
producing
gente
new
espera
calves. So
uma substituição,
yes.
independente do crescimento de consumo, que ele
Regardless of
continua
the increase in consumption,
acontecendo
which
pela mudança de
continues to take
hábitos,
place
mas
because there has
principalmente
been a
pela
change in
redução da
local
produção
habits,
local,
but
que vai ser
because of the
substituída por
local, the
exportação. Se a
reduction in local
exportação vem do
production,
Brasil, se
that
vem
will be replaced by
da
exports,
Colômbia, se
whether it
vem
will
da
come from
Argentina, do
Brazil
Uruguai,
or
que são os quatro
Colombia or
países que a gente pode
Argentina or
exportar,
Uruguay,
a gente está
because those are
vendo
the four countries we can
a cada
export
dia,
from.
mas sem dúvida
We're
nenhuma existe uma
looking into it
substituição.
every day,
Estados
but there
Unidos, o
will
cenário
definitely
continua o
be a
mesmo,
replacement.
tá?
The scenario remains the same in the US.
Uma baixa produção, uma redução de
Low
produção
production
local,
levels,
tá? Sem
a reduction in local production,
efeito na demanda, portanto, você
and
tem
no
mais
effect on
espaço
the demand.
de importação.
So there's more room
Resposta não
for
para a tua pergunta.
imports. And my answer to your
Pessoal.
question is no, Gustavo.
Perfeito, pessoal. Obrigado.
Great, thank you.
Nossa próxima pergunta
Our next
vem do
question
senhor Lucas Mussi,
is
do
from
Morgan
Lucas
Stanley. Por favor,
Mussi
senhor
from
Lucas, seu microfone já
Morgan
está
Stanley.
liberado.
Please go ahead, Mr. Mussi.
Bom dia, pessoal. Obrigado por pegarem minha
Good morning,
pergunta.
everyone.
A
Thank you
minha
for taking
primeira é
my
sobre
question. My first
Uruguai.
question is about Uruguay.
Queria ouvir qual que são os últimos pensamentos de vocês quanto à questão no Uruguai. A gente sabe que é uma situação um pouco
How are you
mais
seeing
delicada,
Uruguay right now? Because we
mas queria
know
ouvir,
it's a delicate
dado à
situation
luz dos últimos fatos,
in light of
nas últimas semanas, se
The
mudou a
facts that
expectativa de
have come
vocês,
to
você
light
vê
in the
algum
last few
risco
weeks, has your
de
expectation
eventualmente a
changed?
transação do
Do
Uruguai
you see
talvez
any
não prosseguir, ou
risk in
se
the
o base
operation
case de
in
vocês
Uruguay
continua sendo que
maybe
algum
not
tipo
going
de
forward,
negociação vai
or
ter que
is
ser
your base
envolvido?
case still that there will have to
E a minha
be some
segunda
kind of
pergunta é sobre a
negotiation? And my
Argentina.
next question
A
is about
situação
Argentina.
continua volátil, continua um pouco mais difícil
The
do ponto
situation
de
is
vista
still
macro.
volatile,
Mas queria ouvir de
still
vocês o que
difficult
vocês
at a
gostariam
macro
de ver, o
level.
que vocês
What
precisam
would
ver
you like to see?
acontecendo no
What
país,
do
seja na
you
parte
need to
de
see happen
câmbio,
in the
seja na
country
parte do
in
consumo
terms of
doméstico, para que vocês
effects
tenham um
or
pouco mais de
domestic consumption
confiança
so that you
para
can
poder
feel
eventualmente
more
acelerar
confident
a operação na Argentina e retomar um pouco
to
dos
accelerate your
volumes
operation in
históricos
Argentina and pick
que
up
vocês
historical
faziam pré a situação
volume
macro mais
levels,
volátil.
you know, pre
Obrigado, pessoal.
this
Lucas,
more
sobre o Uruguai, a gente não
volatile
pode
macro scenario.
declarar muita coisa,
We can't say much
porque a gente
about
está
Uruguay,
esperando o
Lucas,
antitrust. O
because
que
we're
eu posso
still waiting
dizer é
on
que é
the
o
antitrust
processo
agency.
que
What
a
I can
gente.
say
Não é uma
is that
surpresa o processo que está
there's
acontecendo.
no surprise
E a gente continua positivo em
on
relação
what's happening, but we're still
ao
positive
outcome Uruguai.
about
Na
the
Argentina,
outcome in
esse daí é
Uruguay.
um
As for
ponto bastante
Argentina,
importante, tanto na parte da posição geopolítica aí do que está
yes.
acontecendo Na Argentina, com
The
alinhamento com alguns
geopolitical
países,
situation in
entre eles a
Argentina, its
importância
alignment
dos Estados
with some
Unidos.
countries
Mas mais que
and
isso, eu acho que assim, a Argentina
including
está
the
com uma agenda
US
extremamente
is
positiva do
important,
que
but
está
more than
acontecendo
that,
internamente.
the internal agenda
Pensando na
in
brecha
Argentina is
cambiária, ela
extremely
estreitou para
positive.
menos
The
de
FX
20%, está em torno de 15%,
has
a
gone
diferença
down from
cambiária
20% to
entre os dois
15%, the
câmbios,
FX
o que
difference
deixa
between
um
the
jogo
two
de
exchange
regras mais
rates,
claras. Mas o
which
mais relevante são as
makes
novas
the rules
medidas. O
clearer.
governo
But the new
argentino,
measures
junto com o
are
Banco
the most
Mundial,
interesting
começaram a
here. This new
rastabilidade do
administration, Argentina, and
nascimento
the
dos
World Bank
animais,
had
o
started
que,
to trace
como consequência, dá mais acesso a
the birth of
mercados, porque você
animals,
tem um
which
monitoramento do direto, do
gives
indireto.
it more access to
Você
markets because
tem
there's
uma
direct and
redução
indirect monitoring.
brutal da
There's been a
informalidade.
huge reduction
Então,
in
todo o trabalho que a
informality. So,
Argentina está fazendo, você tem uma questão
all the work that
da
Argentina has been
implementação
doing, there's also the
dos
implementation
remitos
of
eletrônicos, né, da nota fiscal eletrônica. Então,
electronic
a Argentina está num
invoices.
caminho
So,
muito,
Argentina
muito relevante de
is
rastreamento, de
on
formalização
a very relevant track of
e de equidade nas
tracing,
regras que você tem.
formalization,
Então,
and
se tem um país que a gente está
equitable
otimista,
rules. If
aí
there
sim,
is
para
a country that we're
2025 é a
optimistic
Argentina.
about for 2025, that country is Argentina.
Tá claro, muito obrigado.
That's very clear. Thank you.
Lembrando mais uma vez, para fazer perguntas, digite seu
To
nome e
ask
companhia no
questions,
botão
please type in
Q&A.
your name and
Aguarde quando
affiliation
coletamos mais
by clicking on
perguntas.
the Q&A button. Please hold while we pull for
Nossa próxima
questions.
pergunta vem
The
de
next
Leonardo
question
Alencar, da
is from
XP.
Leonardo
Por favor, seu
Alencar
Leonardo,
from
seu microfone já
XP.
está liberado.
Please go ahead, Mr.
Bom
Alencar.
dia, Fernando. Bom dia, Edson. Antes de mais nada, parabéns pelo trimestre bem, bem forte.
Good morning.
Talvez eu quisesse
Congratulations
voltar um
on a
pouco
very
ainda nos
strong
pontos das
quarter.
fábricas novas.
Can we go back
Entendo
to
que
the
você
new
tem uma certa
plants, please?
sensibilidade em
I
compartilhar um pouco da
know
estratégia,
it's a
mas um
sensitive
pouco dos seus
topic,
falários de
especially
mercado
when it
interno
comes to the strategy.
surpreendendo pela
But you said the
solidez, né, de que
domestic
realmente tem sido até um
market
fator
has
de reduzida
surprised you
exposição do Brasil ao
because it's
mercado
very
externo.
solid, you know, reducing
Isso
Brazil's
eventualmente
exposure
pode
to the
ajudar o
external
ramp-up
market.
das fábricas
Could
novas,
that help
eventualmente, apesar de
you ramp
considerar
up
que a
the new
partir de
plants,
4 de novembro
especially
somente precisam estar operando
considering
essas
that
fábricas, mas
you
a
will be
velocidade
up,
de rampar
you've
essas
only been
fábricas pode ser até
operating
mais curta,
those plants
pegando um
as of the
trimestre
4th of
mais forte de
November, but
mercado
the
interno,
ramp up could be
e até
shorter
pensando de uma maneira
considering
talvez
a
oposta,
strong
tá?
quarter of the
O que que faz
internal
mais sentido,
market and
pensando
the
num
other way
exercício talvez
around.
mais
What would
teórico,
make more
um
sense, you
volume
know,
menor dessas fábricas em
theoretically
mercados mais
speaking,
rentáveis, ou
lower
realmente o grande
volumes
objetivo
from these
aqui
plants in
é
a more
encher
profitable
fábrica,
market, or do
até
you
pelo
really
desafio
want to
operacional
fill
que
up the
vocês têm em
plant
cima
due
disso,
to the
tá? Acho que essa
operating
seria a
challenges
primeira
that you have?
pergunta.
So
A
that's
segunda
my first
pergunta,
question.
sem
Second
dúvida nenhuma,
question.
cenário favorável de Brasil,
It's
margens muito
definitely a
fortes,
favorable scenario in Brazil, very
mas a
strong
margem
margins,
bruta veio um pouquinho
but the
abaixo ainda
gross
no
margin
sequencial.
was slightly
Entendo
below
que talvez isso não
quarter
seja
on
Brasil,
quarter.
acho que o Brasil ainda deve ter
I
tido
know that
expansão de margem. Então, se
that
pudesse comentar
may
um
not
pouquinho
be
de
about
margem
Brazil because
Uruguai,
there
Paraguai,
might
Argentina,
be a margin
nesse
increase in
sequencial,
Brazil. If
só
you could
para
talk
entender o
about
que é a dinâmica
Uruguai,
desses
Paraguai,
mercados, o que
Argentina, quarter on quarter,
tá
so
sendo
we can understand
positivo
the
para o
dynamics of
consolidado
those
ou
markets.
negativo para o consolidado?
Has it been
Esses dois
positive or
pontos, obrigado.
negative for your
Então,
consolidated
em
results?
relação
Thank
à
you.
primeira parte da pergunta, sem dúvida
To
nenhuma,
your
o
first
quarto
question,
tri, ele é tradicionalmente
the
um
fourth
tri forte
quarter
de mercado
is
interno e o
traditionally
Brasil
a
vem numa
strong
inércia, numa
quarter
dinâmica
for the domestic
positiva,
market, and Brazil has
na
had a
parte
positive
de mercado
inertia
interno.
when
Agora,
it comes to
assim,
the domestic market. Now,
uma coisa que eu gostaria de falar com todos vocês é o seguinte: vocês
what
sempre
I'd like to
trazem
say to all
Brasil.
of you
O
is you
Minerva
always
é
talk about
América do
Brazil.
Sul, tá? Por
Minerva
exemplo, o mercado interno brasileiro,
is all
ele é
about South
fornecido por
America.
nós
The
pelo
Brazilian
Uruguai,
domestic
pelo
market
Paraguai,
is
pela
supplied
Argentina,
to
agora pelo
by us
Chile.
from Uruguai,
Então,
Paraguai,
é muito
Argentina, and now
maior
from Chile.
a
It's
parte do é muito maior a nossa o nosso
our
footprint do que o
footprint
impacto
is
regional
much
de um país. É
bigger
claro que o Brasil tem um
than the
peso
regional
maior
impact
e
of a
passa a ter
country.
um
Of
peso
course,
maior
Brazil has
aí.
a bigger
Mas
weight
o mercado interno
and will have a
brasileiro
bigger
da
weight, but the
Minerva, ele é
Brazilian domestic
abastecido
market for
por
Minerva is
diversos países.
supplied by
Então, a
many
gente
different
sim
countries.
aumenta com isso a
So,
nossa
yes.
capacidade de
We
arbitrar.
do
Nós
increase
analisamos o
our
Brasil como a
capacity
gente
to
analisa a China.
arbitrage.
Qual
We look at
local
Brazil
é
just like we
melhor,
look at
é
China.
mais rentável eu
What is
produzir
the
para o
best
mercado A,
place? Is it
seja
more
ele
profitable
Brasil,
to
seja ele
produce
China,
for
China,
market A, whether it
seja
be
ele Estados
Brazil,
Unidos?
China, or
Então,
the US?
sim, o mercado interno brasileiro passa a ter
So,
um
yes, the
grande
Brazilian
destino,
domestic
passa a ter um
market
destaque
will
relevante, Léo,
become
nesse momento,
even
especialmente no
more
quarto tri,
relevant
pela
right now,
sazonalidade, pelo que
especially
está
in the
acontecendo
fourth quarter because of
na parte da
seasonality and because
economia.
of what's
Então,
happening in
sim,
the economy.
e a inércia do
And
mercado interno ela é
inertia
mais rápida do que da
in the domestic
exportação. Então,
market is
ela ajuda
faster than inertia and
dentro da
export. So
parte
it helps.
De ramp-up
The
das
ramp
fábricas.
up
A
of the
utilização, a gente
plants.
continua com a mesma dinâmica. A gente analisa a capacidade de cada
And we
um
still
dos
have the same
locais,
dynamics of use. We
ponderando
look
a
at the capacity of
rentabilidade e
each
o
location,
volume
considering
necessário para
profits
fazer.
and the
Nós temos
required
agora
volume to
mais
do that.
instrumentos para fazer isso. Nós
Now we
temos
have
mais
even more
opções
instruments to
para
do that.
fazer
We have
isso
more
com esse
options to do
footprint
that
maior, com esse
with
footprint
this wider
mais diversificado.
footprint
Em
and a more
relação à
diversified
rentabilidade, à
footprint.
margem bruta em diferentes
As for
países, sim, vai ter
profitability and gross
variação.
margin across
Você vai
countries,
ter
yes, there will be
efeito
variations.
cambiário.
There's the
Países que estão
FX
com o câmbio mais atrasado,
effect.
eles
Some
afetam
countries have a more delayed
negativamente. Países que estão tendo uma
exchange rate.
desvalorização mais elevada, eles
Countries
afetam
with a
positivamente quando a gente
bigger
olha para a
depreciation
exportação.
have a
Mas
positive
isso,
impact when we look at
qual que é o
exports.
caminho inverso?
But
Locais onde que a moeda
what's
está mais
the other way
valorizada,
around? In
elas se
places
tornam um
where there's an
destino
appreciated
da
currency,
parte
they
de
become a
exportação dos
destination
países
for
vizinhos.
exports
Então,
from
sim, a
neighboring
gente
countries.
está sempre
So,
ciente
yes,
da importância
we
desses
are aware
mercados
of
e
the
das
importance of those
arbitragens que a
markets
Minerva
and
tem.
the
É
arbitrage
a única empresa com condição de fazer
that
isso aí.
Minerva can do and is the only
Tá ok.
company
Tá ok,
that
obrigado.
is in a position to do. Okay, thank you.
Encerramos neste momento a sessão de perguntas e respostas.
The
Gostaria de
Q&A
passar a
is
palavra ao
now
Sr. Fernando
concluded. I
Queiroz
would like to
para as
turn it over to
considerações
Mr.
finais.
Fernando
Por favor, Sr.
Queiroz
Fernando,
for his
pode
closing
prosseguir.
remarks. Mr. Queiroz, please go ahead.
Muito obrigado a todos. Para
Thank you
nós é
very
muito
much.
importante esse momento que a companhia está vivendo. É o momento das
The company is
integrações tão
going through a
esperadas que a gente está
very
fazendo.
important
De
moment.
novo, nós temos um grande
We've
trabalho
concluded
para trazer as
operations that we
unidades para
have been
o
waiting a
mesmo
long time.
padrão
We have some work
que
ahead
nós
of
temos
us
hoje
to
dentro da
bring
Minerva,
these
com o
plants
mesmo sistema
up
de
to
gestão,
Minerva
que é um
standards
sistema
with
de
the
gestão
same
que a gente
management
mostrou para
model.
vocês, baseado em
And
arbitragem,
the
em gestão
management
de
model is
risco,
based on
em busca das
arbitrage,
melhores
risk
oportunidades.
management, and
O
looking
que
for
eu
the best
acrescento é o que eu falei em
opportunities.
uma das perguntas que a gente está
I would
destacando,
like
é o
to add
cenário
what I said
internacional
in my answer to one of the
extremamente
questions.
favorável,
The
onde que a
international
América do
scenario is
Sul ocupa
extremely
cada vez
favorable.
mais um
South
espaço
America
importante
is
no
gaining
mercado
traction
global.
and
Então, senhores,
taking a more
nós temos
important place
plena
and playing a more important role
consciência
in the
e
international
muita
market. We
tranquilidade
are fully
nos
aware
passos e
and we are very
nas estruturas
confident
comerciais que foram colocadas para que a gente
in the
possa
next steps
estar
and our
realmente
commercial
surfando
structures that are in place
esse
so that we
momento
can
da internacionalização da
surf
carne bovina. Finalmente, eu queria
the
agradecer
current
mais uma vez toda a
international
equipe da Minerva da
beef
importância
wave. Once again, I
que
want
essa
to thank
equipe está
Minerva's
tendo
team.
nessa integração, na
This
preparação da
team
integração, de
is
como que a integração
hugely
está sendo feita,
important to the
para que ela seja o mais
integration
rápido possível. Nós
so that the
conseguimos, em
integration can
menos de
happen as
uma
quickly as
semana,
possible.
colocar as
In less than
fábricas
1 week, we
em
were able
produção, o
to get
que é um
the
feito
plants up
que
and
envolve
running,
tanto a parte
which is
burocrática
quite
como a parte
a
sanitária.
feat because
Mas
there's
em uma semana nós
bureaucracy,
somos
there's the
capazes de colocar
sanitation
as
side of
fábricas.
things,
Então,
but in 1 week, we were able to get those plants up
a
and
gente é muito
running,
agradecido à
and
equipe
we
de
are very,
como que
very
elas
grateful
fizeram e
to the
como que a
team
gente
for how
conseguiu
they've
essa velocidade. E aí também eu
done it in
reforço
such a
as
short period of time.
boas-vindas
And I'd like to
para toda a
reiterate
equipe nova
my
de como que
welcome
a nova Minerva está sendo formada,
to the
somando
new
experiências,
team,
somando ideias e somando pessoas
which are now
junto com a
integrating
gente. A
Minerva
gente
Foods'
aqui
new
está à
team
disposição de
by
vocês
adding
para que a gente
their
possa
ideas, their
realmente estar esclarecendo
experience.
cada
We are
vez
here for
mais
you.
nesse momento de transformação qual
We're
que
going through a
é a
transformation and we are
disciplina,
here
qual que é a
to
estratégia e como que a
explain
gente é
our
fiel naquilo
discipline,
que a
our
gente
strategy,
enxergou,
and the fact
acredita
that we
e
are
que cada
true
vez mais se
to
realize.
what we
Estamos à disposição de
believe.
vocês, qualquer coisa, entre em
So we're
contato com a
here
gente.
for you.
Obrigado, gente.
All you need to do is reach out and contact us. Thank you.
A videoconferência de resultados da Minerva está encerrada. Em caso de
Minerva's
dúvidas, envie
earnings
sua
release
pergunta
video
para o time
conference
de
call is
relações com
now concluded.
investidores
For further
através do
questions,
e-mail
please contact the investor relations team at
ri@minervafoods.com. Agradecemos a
ri@minervafoods.com.
participação de todos
Thank you for
e tenham
joining
um
us and
excelente
have a
dia.
great day.